up, niggas? What's happening?
Money Mix. So you got that new stop thing.
Come on, man. You know I'm out here doing me, man.
Okay, what's up, eh?
What's up, B? I hope you don't stop the disappointing nigga, man. I hope that game is still on, man. I hope we still got that bet, man.
What?
Nigga, man, I hope we still got that $5,000 bet happening, man.
What?
The Knicks, nigga.
What?
What? Man, turn down the bum-ass stereo.
You said 5 G's, nigga?
5 G's,
you gonna stop
G's,
acting
man.
Like you the only nigga getting money, man. Make it 10, man. What's wrong with
make
you, man?
Make it 10 G's, you pull
nigga, we getting
nigga.
More money than you, man. You know what I'm saying?
I got a G for every bump on your face, nigga. Whatever you want, man.
Hey, what's good? What you laughing at, man? You need to put your man on. He look bad. Tell that nigga to hit you with an ounce or something. You know, this is my
nigga.
Thursday car, man. On Saturday, I'm breaking out with something new, all right? Saturday, report your bridge and blow up.
I am the bridge, man. You report to me, man, always, man, at all times, man.
But yeah, they got me out of Korea now, bro. I'm not in Italy no more. Italy was amazing, though. Don't get me wrong. Italy was fucking amazing. I didn't realize how much money you make in Europe in the military. Two, I didn't realize how cheap it was to travel Europe once you're in Europe.
Bro, if you're in Italy, you can hit
big man
France, Germany, Spain.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. These are all places I went to.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. This
That's
is
lit. You know where I've been? You know where I've been?
Where you been?
Great Lakes, Illinois. Pensacola, Florida.
What else?
Washington, D.C. California for a week before I joined the Navy. And the Jersey Shore. And North Philadelphia. The extent of my traveling. I don't even have a fucking passport. Yo, you know I got blacklisted from my passport when they kicked me out?
You're lying.
Yeah,
blacklisted?
On a no-fly list, bro. They took my license. Yo, when I got my first charge, right, I had the assault charge on that lieutenant, and then I popped hot on a piss test, and I don't know what else happened. Someone from my command must have popped hot on a piss test, too, or some shit. Yo, they were trying to charge me with drug trafficking. So as soon as they brought up these drug trafficking charges, my JAG lawyer was like, you might have to take a deal. You're looking at like 10 to 15 Leavenworth. I hit him with the what?
What are you talking about?
I said, we don't take deals around here, bro. I'm not guilty. So you better fight that, John. And he was like, well, they're going to look at it. They're talking about drug trafficking. So they're taking your passport. I said, I don't have one. They're like, well, you're not going to be able to get one now. And we're taking your driver's license. I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, yo, I'm like, what, you think I'm fucking Pablo Escobar, bro? Like, I live in Philly, bro. It's 2 hours away. I ain't trafficking shit. But it took me 5 years after I got kicked out. I've been out for like 6 now. No, a little over 5, like 5.5 years. I like was just eligible to get a passport last year. I still haven't gotten it.
Are you serious?
But I got to get it, yeah. I want to get one because I want to go somewhere soon.
Bro, it's so many places to go. It is so many places to go.
I low-key want to go to San Diego this summer, though.
You should. Go to San Diego.
Yes, sir. You got a bed in here.
Pull up on all my black friends.
Motherfucker, how many black friends you got in San Diego?
He got one.
You?
Oh, he got McCorby out there, too.
McCorby.
All right, McCorby. Yeah, he did get back. I forgot.
McCorby about to be on deployment, ain't he?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think McCorby about to be on deployment again because he on the Roosevelt now. Theodore Roosevelt, baby.
Life sucks. I feel like he's always on the. I feel like him and McKinney were deployed forever.
He loves deployment though. Like he don't like being at home.
He likes
deployment. He likes deployment.
There's Stubbs right there.
I'm gonna turn the video off.
But 100%, he likes deployment, and I know he likes deployment because when we were on a 10.5 month deployment. Because I was deployed for fucking forever. Jesus Christ. When we were on that 10.5 month deployment, he was loving that shit, bro. Like, he was enjoying that shit. And I was like, can we just get back to San Diego? Can we just be done? This man, what is this? How you even change the background?
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's fire. Right there. That's what I want.
Hey, why you turn your thing off? Why you turn your video off?
Oh, I thought you said we weren't doing video last time, so I left it off. I'll leave it on.
Oh, no, so the second time we did it, because it's so much easier to see people's face and their reaction to shit.
It's better, I think. Yeah.
It's so much better.
Dane, what are you doing? Yo, Mike.
He getting his shit together. He getting his shit together.
Dane. Dane Stubblefield. Dane Keith Stubblefield III.
Oh, please
support me. Dane Keith.
Are we doing that?
Ooh! Ooh! off the wall.
Like, yeah, can I get the chance to gather myself.
Looking like he looks like Nipsey Stubbs the Third.
That was funnier than what you realized.
That's funny as shit.
What's percolating? What are we on?
Oh, we were talking about how McCorvey loved deployment. This motherfucker went from...
I figured that's how you...
This motherfucker went from being on the Dewey. Yeah, he was on the Dewey. Mm-hmm. Then he went to doing recruiting duty. We ain't gonna talk about how he got off recruiting duty. Went to being deployed in Africa. Yep. Went from Africa right back to another motherfucking ship.
Yeah, he love that shit, bro.
Now he on the Roosevelt.
He can have that shit.
Yeah, but I don't think he denies him.
He every time he talk about it, he talking about he trying to get out. Like, he gonna get out and do all this other shit, bro. Like,
he ain't getting out. He a lifer.
I think he a lifer.
But he comes from that background too, because I think his pops or step pops or somebody that he came up under is like that. So it's not even like a far fetched thing for him to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't got nothing against lifers. If you want to be a lifer, this for you, hey, man. You know, for some people, it is what it is. Some people, that's what they want to do. For me,
couldn't be me.
It couldn't be me. That's all I got to say about that.
But my shit is busy now. I'm an official business owner, so we got that daycare acquired, and shit is moving right now.
Hey,
what? Who's gonna get head ass little kids to you, boy? That's what I want to know. Man,
he ain't watching them kids. You just own that shit.
Second of all, I see how you lead with hate. Wow. You lead with hate. Like, that's good to know.
Ooh.
Get a badass kiss you. That's all I said.
He said you big hate. He said you big hating over there.
What's wrong with me? Why you can't send your badass kids to me? I'll get them in line.
Ooh.
Wouldn't you want them to be like Uncle Stubbs over here?
With your nephew. Chill out.
Yeah, you saw a great job. What the fuck? But I see this eating on the mic thing ain't gonna work. So,
it'll be fine. You just gotta talk louder.
Nah, but this mic is picking up like every little movement. And I don't want to be chewing and all this shit. So that shit can wait. I'm only 165. I'm not gonna perish.
165, bro. I haven't been 165 since like middle school.
I eat less. I live a healthier lifestyle. I don't know.
My man out here eating healthy.
Are you on that Reed diet where you just eat fucking?
Yo, you see his newest video?
I hate him, dude. We should do a whole podcast on Reed because he's the fucking worst, dude. His Facebook is the worst. He hates white people. He acts like he doesn't hate white people. Then he hates Trump, but then he loves Trump. And now he's a libertarian who eats fucking grass. And talks about Dr. Sebi and how he, like, motherfucker, I'm white and I knew about Dr. Sebi. Like, get the fuck out of here. You're not talking about no cool shit. He's the worst, dude. I hate that.
That's a point to be made right there. Like, Dr. Sebi is not for, like, black people or white people. It's literally for the way you're just supposed to be living. So, that's it. Anyways, that's all that's about. But he said
it's for Africans only. African Americans only.
It's for Africans Dr. Umar's podcast.
Yeah,
it's probably more imperative for
he's fucking weird, dude. And for some reason, like, Facebook must know I hate him because, like, the algorithm on my Facebook is literally like every time I log on to Facebook on my phone, the first one that comes up is like whatever his nut ass name is on there now.
Unfollow him. That's what I did.
I know.
But yeah.
I think I just need something to like talk about though and bitch about. So I watch Reed's Facebook.
Don't fucking tag me in any more of his posts anymore. You see how I just bowed out? Like, I crushed your point. Like, yeah, that's what happened. Like,
he's the same person. He has not grown at all physically or spiritually since he.
And sidebar, edit this out if we want. Are we? Like, in episode mode now, or no?
Oh, I mean, yeah, we've been in episode mode the whole time. I mean, kind of, I guess. I'm definitely going to edit this part out, 100%.
Edit this part out, because I kind of just jumped in there and everything like that. So, Fuck Reed. Okay, that's my guy. He's funny to me personally.
He's
hilarious.
He's a clown though. Like, I feel like he's so phony. I don't know. Whatever. That's fine. I'm done.
I don't know, man. I think it's I mean, I like his whole business, his business motto. I like how he does talk about business, and he tries to, you know, if somebody does message him or something, he does try and help them, like, start a business or give him good ideas and stuff like that. But once you start going into stuff you don't, like, talk about, or, like, you really don't know as much as you think you know, that's when I'm like, I got to step back away from that.
Bro, it's not even that. He has terrible approach to how he addresses the audience as far as the social media thing, because it comes all very high and mighty narcissistic.
Arrogant. Like, yeah.
Like, arrogant. Don't go arrogant. Like,
boy, beyond that. Yo, chill. All right, so what is this? This is our third episode.
Yeah, this is third because we skipped Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and I missed the second John.
You did miss the second John.
Yeah.
So what was y'all's favorite dish from Thanksgiving? Because I know y'all had some.
We had turkey, bro, and turkey's nutty, so I hate Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving food blows.
What?
Damn. Hold up. Hard left turn. Hard left turn.
I was not expecting that from the cook. Christmas. From the cook?
What is wrong?
Christmas is way more fire than Thanksgiving.
What's the difference?
That's what I want to know.
It's way different in my family. So I'll give you a quick rundown, right? So Thanksgiving, I mean, we eat a white people Thanksgiving. It's still good. Like, the side dishes is good and shit, but we don't do mac and cheese, which is kind of hurting. I'll give you the quick difference between my Thanksgiving and my Christmas, right? So Thanksgiving, we do turkey, stuffing. Two different types of stuffing. One is like from like my grandma, who's like, she was from Germany, so it's like a German stuffing, and then it's a regular like American stuffing. And then mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, fucking cream onions, it's like little baby Vidalia onions with like, it's like in a cream sauce type joint. It's pretty good actually. And then we do like cranberry sauce and all that bullshit. And then Christmas, which is the superior holiday, we do fucking filet mignon. We do a whole filet, like a fucking 4-pound filet, center cut joint, medium rare. I'll be that joint up.
Well, y'all hear this? What the hell?
I just made some of the most fire filet mignon like last night. My shit hit, and I'm very excited about that. But please continue.
Yeah, so that's why I like Christmas better. It's mostly because of the main dish. Like, obviously Thanksgiving has better side dishes, but if you're comparing turkey to fucking
filet mignon, there's no way to compare the two.
Like, now if you were comparing turkey to like nut ass ham, because ham's trash too. Might I add? Wallahi. So I fucking hate ham more than I hate turkey. And the best part of the turkey from Thanksgiving is the fact that you can make sandwiches the next day. That's the only cool part of the turkey.
I agree. But I digress. What type of cheese on the sandwich?
It depends what I got. I mean, I usually go with like authentic American. But I like some provolone every once in a while.
What? So you're telling me that one, the chef is like, nah, fuck Thanksgiving. Two, you're telling me that you make filet mignon, a 4-pound filet mignon for your entire family.
Two 4-pound filet mignons.
You guys,
filet mignons.
It's like my Christmas is like 25 people. Damn. I got big ass family.
25. This is like immediate family? Like, this is 25 people that you keep up with year round?
Yeah, it's like I got mad cousins.
Oh, if you don't keep up with 25 people, he lying if you say he do.
What? It's my mom, my dad, and me. My closest aunt and her daughter. Then it's my mom got 5 sisters, bro. I see, and they all live in Philly, bro. Like, I don't know.
You're lying. Look, I don't believe it. There's a hard pause in there.
Well, I was reading a text from work about some nut shit.
Irish people.
My mom's 1 of 6 girls, so, and all of them got kids. And then my dad got, on my dad's side, I got like 6 cousins. 3 of them are nutty. I don't talk to them, but like, There's mad people at my yo, even at Thanksgiving with the fucking shutdown, it was like you can't have more than 10 people. We had 17 people in that bitch.
At my I believe it.
And that was a small joint. That was a small joint. We had 17. I sat in the fucking other room. I said, I ain't eating with you fucking heathens.
I keep up 25 motherfuckers, but I was fucking you heathens
ass. Half of them motherfuckers voted for Trump. They don't even believe in coronavirus. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to be watching football. Me and my one cousin who lived with me, we was in the other room watching football and eating turkey and shit.
That was some trash ass football on Thanksgiving, though. That shit was,
what?
The Cowboys lost, though, so I can't be mad. But
it is. Did the Eagles win?
I don't think so. They can't. The Eagles are trash, too. The whole NFC West is trash. NFC East, whatever the fuck they are. They all trash.
Oh, you're talking about the NFC East? Well, yeah. I mean, I've seen, like, that's just been completely terrible. The fucking, who's in the lead right now? Aren't the Giants in the lead with, like, 3 wins?
Yeah. No, four, maybe?
They went 4-9?
Yeah.
I don't know. That whole division is, like, injured. The Eagles are so hurting this year.
Let's see. I haven't watched in a while, but I mean, that's not the first time that's happened out of that division. I could have sworn a few years. Like, didn't the Giants win the Super Bowl with the 8-8 record?
Yeah,
y'all's division.
NFC East does crazy swings where like all four teams will be above 500 and good 1 year, and then literally the next year they'll all blow, and then the year after that they'll be like okay, and then the year after that they're fucking all good again, and then like they'll suck again. Like it's really weird. It's like a huge like up and down in the NFC East. I don't really understand it. It's what drove me to drink all those years being a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Boy,
I mean,
not be that invested.
Ooh, okay. So you're telling me, I'm sorry, I got to go back to this. So 17 people is like, that's how many people you had your Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that was a light turnout, but yeah,
a light turnout for like my family is like 35, 40 people.
Thanksgiving?
In no, yeah, I'm telling you, like in no way, shape, or form do I like some of these people. I've seen them like once or twice. Some of these people are like friends of the family. Some of these people are like at a regular Sunday dinner type thing. Some of these people I will never see again. Like,
Thanksgiving's with people that I see at least a couple times a year, or that I talk to at least. You know what I mean? It's not like random motherfuckers.
Then also for me, I gotta go to like different houses. I can't.
I don't do that.
I just can't. Like, I can't just do the one house thing, because if I just do the one house thing, then my dad is upset that I didn't go, or my mom's upset that I didn't go. And so what I'm when you like you talking about filet mignon, like I couldn't even imagine how many filet mignons we would have to fucking do to feed everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is a turkey, it is a ham, you know, it's fried chicken, it's macaroni and cheese, it's green beans, it's greens, it's stuffing.
Collard greens. Why?
You know what I'm saying? It's collard greens, it's mashed potatoes and gravy.
Bacon in it for stubs.
Oh, you feel me? Yeah, the greens definitely got ham hocks in it. So you might not want to eat those if you're not eating the ham. And I get it, you know. I get it, you know. Everybody don't put the pork on their fork. Can't blame them, you know, but it's good to me, so I'm going to keep eating it. We got...
Ready.
What? I'm like, that was just unnecessary. But I feel you on your overall point, though, is this, that, and again, you know, in the sense of not being humble at all, I definitely, for the past 2 years, have been the one entrusted with making the mac and cheese. And my shit been hidden. Both times.
Okay.
My homegirl, shout out to my homegirl, Denise, hooked me up with her recipe and shit. Man.
Now, when you make mac and cheese, right? So I make mac and cheese at work a lot for like staff meal and shit for the morons that work for me, and a lot of them happen to be black or whatever. So when I make mac and cheese, right? Like when I think of mac and cheese, to me, there's a difference between baked mac and cheese and just mac and cheese. Because I can make scratch. But when you make for Thanksgiving, do you only do baked?
Yeah.
100%.
See, but I don't like baked mac and cheese like that. Like, I think regular mac and cheese is so much better because, like, I don't really like the crust.
Who made your – whoa, you don't like the crust? That's the best part. Whoa, what you mean? You mean like, what they making, like, you know, graham cracker crust on top? Are they putting, you know, the breadcrumb crust? Like, are they fucking it up?
I don't know. They be doing, like, panko and cheese
mixed together. Oh, no, 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 no. The crust itself is just cheese that got caramelized on top. That's it.
Yes.
That's it, my brother. That is the crust. There should be no other. There should be no other.
And this was a black chick that made it, so, like, I thought it was, like, authentic. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, 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 no. Panko? Panko breadcrumb? You thought panko breadcrumbs was authentic to slay?
She need her ass by somebody. I'm like, God, Lee. When we started doing this venture thing, I did not come here to be pissed off.
And then that shit just want to stay with the other mac and cheese. You pull it. You're like, no, that's my, give me that. What?
How many cheeses do you put in your macaroni and cheese? That's what I want to know. How many cheeses do you put in your macaroni
A lot.
Like, shit, like 6-7 different cheeses.
Okay, all right. Like, I'm liking
like
that.
Said on the special, 7 different cheeses.
I like 5. 5 is my go-to.
Okay, 5 is good. I think anything more than 3 is okay. I saw somebody put just American one time, and I was like, "What are you doing? what is going on here?" So do you make a cheese roux and then put that on the top, or do you just shred up the cheeses and let it melt together?
I'm gonna try the latter. I'm gonna try that the next time. I pretty much make a cheese roux, you know.
Okay.
I put all the cheese. I let it melt in with the noodles. So like I just add the cheeses to the noodles, the milk, or heavy cream, evaporated milk, sour cream. Put all like I just mix it all in there on the stove and it's warm and nah, that shit comes out right.
I kind of do it like Stubblefield, but I do it like there's 2 different ways I can do it. So like the professional like culinary way is like you melt butter, you add flour, you make a roux.
Yes.
And then you add milk.
Yes.
Let that thicken up and then you add your cheeses in.
Melt the cheeses in there. Yep.
Yeah. So I do it that way. And then if I'm in a rush though, I do it like a quick little like cheat way. I use heavy cream instead of milk with no roux because heavy cream will reduce. Heavy
cream will reduce quicker.
So you can just straight up reduce the heavy cream, throw your fucking cheese in that bitch, and it'll just go. It tastes the same.
When you take that professional route, do you sip wine with your pinky out?
Like, ooh.
I'm not doing none of that extra shit.
I'm just saying, I didn't say it was right or wrong. I'm just saying, like, if you asked, like, some random motherfucker who went to culinary school how to make mac and cheese, he's going to make it with a roux and milk. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I didn't go to culinary school, motherfucker. I started as a dishwasher. So, you know what I mean?
I'm just fucking with you. I'm just talking shit for the sake of it. I have no issue with it at all.
I like the roux route. You know, I make the roux. Boom. Then you put the eggs in the noodles. You mix it up so the eggs can get coated all throughout the noodles. And then, you know, you pour it over. Then, you know, I put a little bit of cheese. I put a whole lot of cheese on the top. You know what I'm saying? I put the whole bag on the top almost, you know, and then stick that bitch in the oven for 45 minutes and let that bitch go. Last 5 minutes, we boiling it. Last 5 minutes, we want that
crust on the top.
You know what I'm saying? We want that nice crispy crust on the top. So I have to say, 100%, mac and cheese is not my favorite Thanksgiving side dish. I've recently been learning how to make macaroni and cheese because I'm not a big cheese eater. It don't agree with my stomach, you might know, but you know, but I'll be eating it. I'm just not a big cheese eater. So for me, my favorite side dish is either collard greens, and this is real surprising to me, but I've just been having it a lot recently for a couple Thanksgiving, and it's been super fucking good. Is green bean casserole. A green bean casserole has just been so, I'm telling you, I've just been having some fire green bean casserole.
The crispy onions on top and shit.
Yes.
Yo,
oh my God.
Fire.
I've been having some fire green bean casserole. I can't even tell you what's in green bean casserole. I don't know. I just know like the green beans. I know like the French onion. I know like cream of mushroom soup, but like that's it. Like I don't know what else is in it.
I think that's really, it's really not that much to it, I don't think, because my mom's make that.
Yeah, that shit is fire.
You know, I think mine.
They be getting mad because I be taking all the extra fucking crispy onions and putting them.
You're diabolical, man.
It's either got to be the collard greens, like I said, with the ham hocks.
Oh, yeah, bacon. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, or yeah, definitely, definitely.
That arroz candules, yo, I don't know, bro. That shit is just fire. And I put a little bit of hot sauce on that shit.
So what is that? Cause you know, I don't know what that
arroz
is.
Arroz candules? Oh, I got you. Hold on. I got you. She made some when we came back. I got you.
yo, quick side note while he's doing that, right? So when I met him and his girl, because she lived in North Jersey, so it was like a couple hours away from me, and they came to her crib, and I went there, right, and I met her family and shit, and Session don't speak no Spanish, right, so, and I do, so I went in the crib, and I was talking to her mom in Spanish. Yo, this motherfucker was the pickiest eater. I'm so impressed that he know how to say a rose condules, because he didn't know how to say shit. Like, yo, we walked in the crib, right, and like, her mom was making like authentic ass Colombian food, and he's like, picking around it and shit, like he don't want this, he don't want that. I'm like, she was asking me like, yo, you want to eat this? I'm like, yeah, give me whatever you got. Yeah, I'm gonna
want that. Jar. I forgot, this right here. I forgot you were picky eater.
This right here.
Yeah, Session picky as shit.
We can't see that.
Oh wait, hold up.
Got that nut ass fucking back.
Yeah, you got this fucking background and shit. You can't see shit.
I'm gonna change it, dude.
Oh my god.
All you have to do is turn it off.
You got beans in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like rice and beans.
Yeah, so why you ain't say it just like rice and beef? That shit do look good. I'm not gonna flip.
Yeah.
This shit right here, this shit hit, bro.
It looks like it.
Bro. I got all types of Goya in that joint. I fuck with it.
Oh, 100% it does.
A whole packet of Goya.
Hey.
Goya, Saison, all that shit. Yeah.
Me, bro.
You said Joe.
I'm gonna be out here cooking with that Goya shit, man.
You said your lady made that? You said your lady made that?
Yeah.
Make sure that she makes it for the wedding, because you know I'm trying to have some of that.
Oh, she's yes. Making it for the wedding. We have a caterer. Her mama probably make it all for real.
I don't care. Somebody needs to make it.
Somebody needs to make it so we can eat it. That's all we care about.
Make
you
it,
know.
Make it.
That brings us to our next topic. Session's wedding. When's that going to be?
Ooh. Wow. Actual wedding? I don't know, but the engagement probably like a year, year and a half.
What are you waiting for, bro? Like
me? What I'm waiting for?
It's been like 10 years.
When I do this, I want to do it big. What you mean?
You know what? He's right. He does do that.
A big wedding. Fuck that.
When you say a big wedding, how many people we talking?
Shit. A whole family? I got like 20, 30 people that's going to come or that's going to come. So her, it's all her. Like she's going to have people come out from Colombia and all this other shit. So
oh, that's so extra. My wedding will be literally consist of like 10 people from my family, like 10 friends, including the three of you, and however many people she wants to bring. And there ain't gonna be no ceremony. We're just gonna go to a hall and fucking wild out. and then all the bread that everybody gets me, I'm gonna buy an investment property. Fuck all that.
You feel me?
We ain't going to a honeymoon either. I already got the crib, so yeah, just move in. You gonna buy a duplex. And we gonna flip that joint and make some bread, and I have to work it forever. You know what I mean? That's my plan. Oh. That's
a great plan. So where's this wedding gonna be at, Sesh?
Shit, I don't know. What you mean? Oh, Jersey. Duh. I mean, it's gotta be in Jersey.
Thank God it's not in Lufkin, Texas, because I don't even know where the fuck that's at.
What the fuck are you talking about, Hope?
I mean, Jersey got its own problems because Jersey's dirty as shit. But like, I'd rather go to the dirty that I know than the dirty that I don't know. You feel me?
Honestly, I don't know where the fuck that is either.
It's just country.
I can't point to a map and be like, that's it, right there in Texas. Like, is it northwest?
I'm gonna be honest. I know where Lufkin, Texas is 100% because Session has showed me on a map enough times for me to be like, that's where Lufkin is. So I cannot repeat. Session is from San Diego now. If we being honest,
you a West Coast baby now. You need to go ahead. You need to go ahead and get you some Chucks. You know, nice little Dickie set.
Chucks.
Take it back to the 90s.
Hey yeah. Man,
some plaid,
you know, little
plaid flannel,
little Pro Club hoodie,
flannel,
Pro Club t-shirt. Nah. Yeah,
that'll never happen.
Athletic wear. I mean, you can just wear the Hollister. You can wear the Aeropostale. You can be like, you know, the newer fucking.
That's what Columbia wears. All the poppies, wearing that shit. They love Aeropostale. All the poppies.
Get you a skateboard. You know.
You yeah, get you a skateboard, a surfboard. You know what I'm saying?
And a bucket hat.
He still got the bucket hat.
I already got a bucket hat.
He already on his way, fam.
Get,
get
you a nice double-double from In-N-Out, you know?
Oh, my God. In-N-Out is so trash. Don't do this. Don't bring this up. Don't bring this trash-ass place up. Don't bring this trash-ass place up.
We could have talked about anything else.
Fucking Whataburger?
Why? Okay, one, Whataburger was good, and you was eating that shit in Pensacola, so don't even flip.
I ate it one time.
We're not going to take your opinion. You only ate it once. Chill out.
Whoa. You're telling me honestly that In-N-Out is better than Whataburger?
Yes.
No. Yes. No. I don't.
This is not.
While we're on the topic, Waffle House is fucking trash.
Whoa. Horrible. That's a horrible point of view.
Absolute fucking garbage. I would rather eat food from the Pensacola galley than I would rather than
you act like that Pensacola galley wasn't good though.
Stop.
What?
That's inedible.
Seafood
is fucking trash.
No, that's because your fancy ass went up to DC and got some real motherfucking food from real caterers and shit. Motherfucker, I was on the ship. You know what the fuck I was eating? I was eating these things called hamsters, bitch. You know what the fuck a hamster is? It's a chicken cordon bleu. It's a fucking chicken cordon bleu that's fucking frozen. They don't fucking know how to unthaw the shit before they cook it. So they just put them in the fucking oven at 350 for 4 fucking hours, burn the shit, and they still fucking frozen. How is that possible? I don't fucking know. But I fucking ate them shits because that's all the fuck I had to eat. It was eat that or don't fucking eat. So shut the fuck up.
What's the point? That one went to 0 to 100 real quick.
Motherfucker went all got all fancy. Oh, it's not good food. Motherfucker, that Pensacola food was good as shit compared to this shit.
Well, yeah, you're comparing it to other trash, but that doesn't make it not trash.
What is the point?
Oh,
man.
It still sucks. Like, I'm sorry you had to go through that. Waffle House is still trash.
Yeah, you think Waffle House is trash too, Stubbs?
Waffle House is disgusting. I've never liked that.
See, that's because Stubbs, even though he's from North Carolina, he's a Northerner at heart. So me and him agree a lot on food topics.
What about cookout, Stubbs?
No, cookout is fire. I was so disappointed in session. I don't like that shit. Get out.
I fuck with cookout. I had cookout for the first time last year.
Okay.
Cookout fire. For the price, it's fire.
Best bang on your buck, pound for pound, of any, dirty-ass fast food restaurant. Like, you can go there. $6 will get you far.
Them Hush Puppies are fire, too. I ain't gonna hold you.
Ooh. Now, Session did make a mistake, and I let him make that mistake. I'm not going to lie. We let him get all day old a pork chop sandwich. I knew, not thinking, there's no way they just made that pork fresh for the night. I fucked up. I admit it. It was my fault. I should have told his ass to get a burger or original chicken sandwich, you know, with the Cajun fries and the Hush Puppies, or the Cajun fries and the onion rings, or, you know, the Cajun fries and the snack wrap. You know, something. But I fucked up.
I mean, we'll be able to revisit it. I'll come back. I'm going to end up back down there sometime, and then I guess I'll go back.
Hey.
I mean, leave it the session to go against the grain. Like,
what? What's good?
Why didn't you just go and get the burger?
He the type of dude to go to a seafood place and order fucking pasta or somewhere.
I can't eat the seafood. What you mean?
If that's not the point,
I'm allergic to the metaphor, not literal.
Take it personal. It's not to be taken personal. It's to adhere to the metaphor.
You know, you hoe? No.
I'm so glad Stubblefield's not in the Navy anymore, because me and him agree a whole lot more now, 5 years down the road, than we did. than we did when I knew him in the Navy.
I wouldn't test that much, because I still feel like you be saying some nut ass shit on your end. And then you fine. Like...
You can have your opinion. Your opinion's trash.
Fair.
Oh, damn.
Fair. That you are entitled to yours.
All right. So, hey, what about this John Wall fucking Russell Westbrook trade? Who won in that?
Nobody.
Nobody wanted that trade.
Westbrook is fucking trash. So they won by taking John Wall.
They won by taking John Wall?
Hell yeah.
When was the last time John Wall played? Like 5 years ago?
Like, yeah. No, he was decent like 2 years ago.
Yeah, that was like that was like 300 days ago, bro. We're talking about like.
Yeah, he was good the whole season. He put up numbers. Peep his stats. He's solid. Fucking Russell Westbrook ain't never winning a chip, bro. So they got a better chip winning. They got a better chance winning the chip with John Wall than they do with Russell.
John Wall ain't winning no chip either. At least not until like
I just said a better 19. Chance. I just said a better chance. That's all.
I mean, one is a better chance than two, but they're right next to each other and they're low. Like they, it doesn't. It's not going to go for neither one of them.
Yeah, but it's
like you said, we're comparing trash. You know,
still a better dub.
Yeah, we're not even going to make this NBA conversation. So to keep it short, they're just new age Allen Iversons. Like.
Oh my god.
All this.
He had to go there. There it is.
All this bravado for nothing. Like
I'm gonna get a fucking one of them fucking canned buzzer joints and go, I'm gonna fucking play that every time Stubbs talks about sports.
I could back mine with fact. There's receipts out there.
He's the Whataburger of sports. Sports.
Don't you dare try to
insult.
You good then? Look, yeah, me, yeah, yeah. To me, that sounds like you a goat right now. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Don't you dare call me out my name like that ever again. <so. laughs>
Yeah. He said, "Don't you dare call me out my name."
I am the Whataburger of nothing, sir. Even at my worst, day, I'm never Whataburger. Like, come on.
Y'all think Whataburger is that trash?
Y'all speaking ill on my Whataburger, bro. Y'all speaking ill on my shit, man.
I'm just saying, bro. I sat in line for 2 hours at In-N-Out for a burger and fries. One day was cold by the time I got them, which is impossible, right? Because they make it fresh. Two, it wasn't even that fucking good.
Oh, let me tell y'all a place that's good that I just went to recently, but I will not incriminate myself for where it was. That slutty vegan boy. Hey, that shit.
I've heard good things about this place,
bro. That shit is so good. I couldn't tell that I wasn't eating like a regular burger. Like that shit was good.
So what all do they serve?
They serve. Let me see. I still got it on there. It's literally all vegan. I still got it up on my shit though.
I like me some slutty vegans.
I mean,
that's a throwback to Pensacola.
This vegan food is trash.
So they got these. All of them is weird names. Like One Night Stand, it's a plant based vegan, like with bacon, vegan cheese, caramelized onions. Then a Menage a Trois, it's a plant based fucking patty.
Sounds like
vegan shrimp.
Sounds like chapters in Sessions' life at Pensacola.
Hard left hook.
Oh my god!
Down goes Frazier.
Oh my god!
Slutty vegan, menage a trois, some other weird shit. I don't know.
Oh damn! Hey, we're gonna have to strip this from the record, you guys. We can't let this stand. I'm sorry. Pass needs to stay the past.
Sorry, it's recording.
It is recording. And all people that say we should keep it, say I on three. I, one, two,
I,
three.
I,
aye.
Hey, fuck y'all. Damn it.
So it's staying. You've been overruled. Also, your boy Tom Brady been real trash lately. I just wanted to put that out there.
Has he?
He's not on my team anymore.
Like, garbage.
It doesn't matter if he's not on your team anymore. He's been on your team enough that he's going to retire a Patriot, correct? All right. So, like I'm saying, he's been garbage since he's been.
So, you want to know why I think he's been absolute trash on the Bucks? And this is coming from. So, like, I know Tom Brady's good or whatever, but, like, I fucking hate the dude. I've hated him my whole life. He robbed Philadelphia of our first possible Super Bowl win in 2004. So I hate that motherfucker, but if you look at it, right, like, so Tom Brady, the only reason he was ever really good, other than the fact that obviously he has some type of talent, obviously, to be a top-tier NFL quarterback, but, like, when he played in New England, yo, this motherfucker would get the ball out the pocket in, like, 1.2 seconds, and it would always be for, like, a 6-yard nut-ass pass that would get ran for, like, 20, and then he would run his numbers up and look like he was the man. Now when he's in Tampa Bay, for whatever fucking reason – they're not letting him do that, and they're making him fucking throw to – yo, I swear to God, I think he's thrown more deep balls this season than his entire career in New England. And he is fucking trash throwing the ball deep. Look at his stats. He's like 1 for 5 on passes that he throws more than
– Yo, he's 45 years old. He's second in passing yards, fourth in TDs. Like, what do y'all want this man to do? It's not his normal shit, but he's 45. Like – what you want the man to do?
No, you don't get to use age as a cop-out when you want to keep playing in the NFL. You're held to the same standard.
Worse when they're older? Do you see what Brett Favre, what happened to Brett Favre?
How's he going to get worse? He hasn't been hit his whole career. Every penalty that was ever invented in the NFL benefited Tom Brady.
This is big facts.
He's not taking the hit. He's smart. Don't be mad at him because he's smart. What are you talking about?
Get the fuck out of here. If you go like this at Tom Brady.
Tom Brady just fall to the ground.
That shit's a fucking 15-yard penalty.
Oh, he's mad. Don't be mad because Carson Wentz not smart enough to fall down. And he took that fucking injury. And, hey, you got a Super Bowl out of it. So, hey, don't be mad.
We're not even talking about all that. We can get into how bad Carson Wentz is on another note. I'm not going to defend him because I know what it is. But at the end of the day, Tom Brady is fucking dog shit. This year, he is dog shit. I don't care what the stats say. If you watch them games, those games are bad. He misses so many easy-ass passes. He's got fucking all this all-star caliber around him. Like, come on, all these all-star caliber players. Like, he ain't making shit happen. He
didn't have time to get a connection with. You can have all the all-star talents you want, but Tom Brady's thing is, hey, I'm going to throw the ball here, and you're supposed to be there. If they don't do that, what you want him to do?
So this brings us back to the point that obviously Tom Brady is your boy because you're one of them Tom Brady diehard.
No. You just tried to go crazy. What am I supposed to just sit here and be quiet? Like,
yes.
You said Tom Brady wasn't your boy.
Yes.
That's what you do.
You're the type of Tom Brady fan that, like, he does no wrong, and if he throws an incomplete pass, the wide receiver ran the wrong route. It's never Tom Brady's fault.
And don't get it twisted. I might not be watching, but this is a Tom Brady slander podcast. Like, yeah, every chance I get to watch, right hook him. I haven't watched this thing in so long, and I still hate Tom Brady that much. You think I got it for LeBron? I got the cannon for Tom Brady, bitch.
He spanked you with the cannon.
Like, damn. Only one I wish, like, injury on. Like, man, I hope you go out there and blow your whole ACL. Just be done.
I hate
Tom Brady.
He don't need an ACL. He'd probably be fine. He just wobble out there.
Damn. That's crazy.
Cheating bastard. Like, fuck
you. He was cheating a whole lot, bro.
On hit.
He was cheating a whole lot. You know it's a big fan.
You ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
I knew you was about to say that bullshit. If you ain't cheating, you're not trying.
The real question is, how does Session feel about his Patriots this year?
Oh, how do you feel about your Patriots this year?
What's going on up there?
The same way I've been felt the last 2-3 years, since they're not giving nobody no help. Like, Bill Belichick wants to put everybody on defense and say, hey, let's win the game on defense. All he wants the offense to do is to manage the game, just like the last 3-4 years they've been doing with Tom Brady. They didn't give him any receivers. They got a running back, but they don't run the ball like they're supposed to. And they didn't want to pay Gronk, so Gronk left. And then Tom left because he wanted to prove that he could do it without Bill. But we see how both teams are doing now. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, but I think Cam Newton's a trash-ass quarterback, too. So I feel like that's a huge downgrade.
Cam's not trash. Cam isn't trash.
I don't think Cam is trash, but I don't think this system is not working for him right now. I think they started off.
Cam Newton is highly overrated. He's not a top-10 quarterback in this league.
I didn't say he was top 10.
I don't think he's a top 10 quarterback right now either.
Well, how do you define a trash quarterback?
Top 10. If there's 32 quarterbacks,
I don't think he's top 20.
You're wild. I think you're wild.
Man.
This year, you think he's a top 20 quarterback?
Top 20?
Oh, no. I can't say that this year.
His best year in the NFL, he might have been a top 10 quarterback that year, and I think that's it.
That's incorrect. He was the number one quarterback that year, hands down. Name a better quarterback in 2015. In 2015, name a better quarterback than Cam Newton.
All right, hold on.
The Purple Rain era?
Yeah, we're talking about Purple Rain era.
When he took the picture with Jeezy in Future out there?
Yes.
Oh, boy, I was watching then. He was on fire then. I don't know what this guy's talking about.
You tell me a better quarterback in 2015 than Cam Newton.
Well, we'll just pull up the tape. Hold on.
Yeah, you can pull up the tape. You tell me a better quarterback.
Okay. Well, the list right here, I just Googled 2015 top quarterbacks. He ain't even top 5. Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger.
Where's he at?
Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning. Let's see where he's at. He is not even in the top 10 that year, according to this. Granted, now this is just a quick Google search. This was they got him at 12 on this joint.
I need your source.
I just typed in top 15 quarterback.
What website posted that headline?
I don't know. I clicked on the first one. I'm going to click on the second one now. Let's look profootballreference.com. That one sounds less biased.
That sounds less biased?
He's 16 on that one.
Jesus Christ.
Sheesh.
Man, the disrespect.
Not saying he didn't have a good year, but there was way better quarterbacks that year. Aaron Rodgers had a great year that year. He was probably the best quarterback in the league that year.
What are the Raiders doing? Since that's what was my team.
They started out really good, but then they just went downhill.
They just got trashed by the worst defense in the NFL last week.
Their defense is just not good. Like
that sounds about accurate.
Their offense was trashed last week too. They lost fucking like 41-6 to the Falcons.
That's on par. That's on par.
It was bad for them.
It's crazy, right? Because like I picked up Derek Carr in fantasy 2 weeks ago because I had Josh Allen on a bye, and he was like the only one available who was like I knew their name, you know what I mean? So I picked him up, and he like put up numbers, right? And then last week, I was like, I don't know, he's playing the Falcons, I might start him again, but I was like, ah, fuck it, I'm gonna start Josh Allen. You know what I mean? He's solid. He's been a top three fantasy quarterback this year. Yo, I put Josh Allen in. Derek Carr had negative 2.6 fantasy points last week. Negative 2.6 fantasy points.
Man, I'm glad I got out what I did because Derek Carr was on fire the last time I watched. That's what
I like Derek Carr. I think he's a pretty like solid average, like he'll get the job done quarterback. He's not like a superstar, but I feel like, you know, he can manage a game pretty well.
You think more highly of him than I ever did.
Well, you know, I think it's easier to be unbiased on, like, when it's not your team.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I know a lot of people who, like, don't like the Eagles who are like, you know, it's not all Carson Wentz's fault. I think they should literally – here's what I think the Eagles should do this year, right? Oh, boy. They should take Carson Wentz, the GM, Howie Roseman, and the head coach, Doug Peterson. Should bring them down to the stadium and do a live broadcast and shoot all three of them in the head one by one by one.
I knew it.
Because they are.
I knew it was going there.
And this is coming from like a diehard fucking Philly fan. Like, you know, they always say like we hold our sports teams to like this crazy high expectation. Like, yeah, motherfucker, you make all this money, you are held to a high expectation. So like, when every week when you get fucking destroyed. And your excuse on the press conferences, we have to do better. Yeah, no shit, dickhead. We all know you have to do better. We know that you have to do better.
It took them 60 years to win a fucking Super Bowl, but they expect better. Like, clearly, no, y'all don't. Stop it. No, you don't. Y'all,
sad
y'all
every
y'all
year.
Y'all deserve better, but y'all got what y'all deserve. Like, what do you mean?
We're not talking about deserving. We're talking about we expect better.
Y'all need to lower your expectations. That is wild. Like, that team has always been what it's been.
No, they were a top team for like 10
under three. Did they win?
You can't win a fucking Super Bowl every year.
Or
you can win one in 60.
Yeah.
We're not talking about 60. I'm talking about a 10-year period. They won the NFC East for like 8 out of 10 years.
Wait a second. You can't.
Does that get you a Lombardi?
We're not talking about a Lombardi.
Did a division win get you a Lombardi?
So if you win your division 8 out of 10 years, why wouldn't you expect your team to be good?
So the 8 out of 10 years and that 1 out of 60.
The division was trash.
That don't add up. The 1 out of 60 and the 8 out of 10 don't add up. Why are your expectations that high for one Super Bowl out of 60 years?
I'm not asking them to win a Super Bowl. I'm asking them not to fucking blow and play like they're playing this season.
Oh, well, that's the whole division. It's normal.
But they sucked last year, and they've sucked ever since they won the Super Bowl. So, like, people are like, oh, well, you got to cut Doug Peterson some slack. They won a Super Bowl in 2017. What have you done for me lately?
That's sports.
He doesn't even have an offensive coordinator, bro. He has no offensive coordinator this year. Show me how that's been working out with that horrendous play calling. I think Reyna would be a better head coach than Doug Peterson, and he knows nothing about football.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying. That's how bad Doug Peterson's been this year. It's a fucking joke.
Oh, man. You're telling me that somebody who never, I'm talking about never played football, would be a better head coach than him this year?
Yes. Anyone. They should literally just let, this is what they should do. They should take a fucking, like, do a raffle, and random Eagles fans can put their name in, and every single week, like, a different name gets called, and you can go be the head coach of the Eagles that week, because you have just as good of a chance at succeeding. God, as that
dude, you are dramatic.
Philly fan for you. Right there.
I love it, though.
Yo,
I love it.
We haven't won in 3 years, and, you know, they should be fired because we haven't won in 3 years. But in the same breath,
here's what this was the straw. This was the straw that broke the camel's back. Last week, we ran the fucking ball 5 times. They ran the ball with Miles Sanders 5 times. He's a fucking, he's a 23-year-old dynamic running back. You ran it with him 5 times.
Yeah, he's nice.
And you know Carson Wentz is struggling, and you know the O-line's struggling to give him time in the pocket, allegedly, and you don't run the ball. So if you have no receivers because of injuries and Carson Wentz blows, why aren't you running the ball? What are you doing? Let's keep giving him the ball so he can throw more picks and get sacked. It's like, it's literally like the definition of insanity. They do the same shit every week, and they're like, we got to do better. Motherfucker, you said that last week. You did the same. Your game plan was the same. You did the same shit. They put up fucking no points against a trash-ass Seattle defense. Seattle's been giving up fucking like 30 points a week.
Seattle has.
They said they're on pace to be the third worst defense, like, get like points allowed in history of the NFL. And I don't know if anyone watched the Eagles game last week, but I did. It's literally like every time I watch the Eagles game, like I'm going to watch it today after we get off of this. And I'm going to – this is literally how my Eagles games go when I watch them, right? So if they're the 1 o'clock game – because I work Sunday mornings, I typically just won't even put myself through it, and I'll just go take a nap. But if they play, like, the 4 o'clock game on Sunday, or they play Sunday night or Monday night, you know, I'm like, you know what? There's a chance. Like, I could see something cool. And then it's literally, like, just punching yourself in the dick for fucking hours while you watch the game. Because, like, you're like, oh, yeah, they should do this play, and then they fucking do the opposite play, and it's awful. Or they'll bring in Jalen Hurts and fucking think that he's the next Taysom Hill, when he's probably a better fucking quarterback than Carson Wentz could be this year. So, like, they'll bring him in, and then they'll fucking do an option. And then they'll go 3 and out 10 times in a row. And then you just sit there, and you're like, wow, this is awesome. I'm so glad I'm an Eagles fan. That's literally what it's like. And you just cry a little bit inside. You drop a whole lot of motherfucks at the TV. Like, it's so ridiculous, dude. Like, I can't even begin to explain how awful being an Eagles fan is.
The Raiders are losing to the Jets right now, 10-13.
Oh, seems man. Like that always happens. They play a lot. Seems like that always happens.
That's trash.
Jesus Christ, bro.
But good to know I'm not missing anything. Oh, godly.
So you really, really and truly have not watched NFL since when?
The last game that... Like, I've seen certain football games, like, when the homies come up and I host them on MLK weekend, they want to watch the playoffs, so I'll let it be on the TV. But as far as, like, paying attention and actually being invested in the game, that hasn't happened since the Falcons blew it in the Super Bowl. Literally that game. And I actually bet it on Tom Brady winning, and he won. As much as I hate him, I knew not to bet against him on this game, because somehow, some way, It's happening.
You don't bet against Brady.
You don't bet against Brady. Although he lost.
You don't bet against Brady.
He lost me money last week. I haven't placed a bet in, like, you know, the last time I placed a bet. This is a funny story. Session knows this story. Was when we were at the last time I placed a bet before last week was when we were in Pensacola at the Greyhound track, and I lost most money that I've ever lost in, like, a 3 hour period.
I remember that.
That was the last time I placed a bet, and then this girl I'm talking to, she opened up one of them online betting joints or whatever,
open
right?
Over. So
it's like Barstool Sportsbook or whatever. So she, like, did that, and then, like, they, like, match your first bet or whatever. So, like, we deposited, like, $25. They, like, gave you another $25. And I was like, you know what? I would never bet against Brady on Monday Night Football, and he got that ass spanked.
Yeah.
That solidified my hate. I mean, like, I already hated Tom Brady, but, like, motherfucker, you can't even win me a $20 bet. Like, come on, bro.
Well,
you went to the dog track. Was that with Faisal in Session?
No, it was Session. It was an awesome crew, actually. It was me, Ski. Was Session there?
Yeah, I was there.
Session and that, what was that fucking Puerto Rican dude from Brooklyn? He was from New York.
Oh man,
I'm talking about. He was like Ski's boy. He was like in Ski's class. He was like
who played basketball.
Gonzalez? Was,
yeah, was Gonzalez. Gonzalez. No, not that Gonzalez. The no, it was like no, not the dude who played ball with us. Who was a jerk off. He was like a straight up poppy looking Brooklyn dude. Like I don't know. He was from New York. Raina would know who he is. I'm telling you. I don't remember his name, but he was hilarious. But it was like me, Session, him, and Ski. And me and Ski were obviously both degenerates, and we've gambled before.
Yes, that's given. Actually, that's given.
I think that dude's name might have been Gonzalez, but was not.
Was it Ortiz? No, I don't think it was Ortiz.
I don't know. Anyway, we'll just call him Poppy. Session and Poppy were fucking never bet a day in their life. We go to the dog track. I don't know. I was pretty hammered, and I'm pretty sure I was eating like somebody's perk fives from when they got their teeth pulled or something. So I was pretty. I was pretty in my head. You know what I mean?
Yo, I remember this. You
were buying everybody's perk fives.
Yes, you were buying everybody's. And I'm talking about you took the whole bottle right then and there.
I was so. I looked at Session. And Session looked at me, and we were like, "Yo, what the fuck is he doing? What is he doing?"
Away from that sidebar. So
yeah, y'all got
we went to the dog track, and I don't know. Me and Ski were pretty hammered. Everybody was drinking and shit. We were drinking like Coronas or something. I'm like, I don't know. Next thing I know, I was down like $500, and Ski was down probably a couple $100. And we're like talking to Session and the other dude, and we're like, "Yo, what's the damage?" They were like winning money. They had no idea what they were doing. So anyway, I know I'm like down, like I was down like $800 by the end, and like I was hammered. And there was like one last race, and it was like a 99-1 odd dog, right? And like when you're at the dog track, it was my first time at a Greyhound track. They like you can get up kind of close, like 3 feet away from the dogs, and like they walk them on a leash, so you can like walk by, like you could be like, "Yo, that motherfucker, he got some strong ass calves or something like that." And you could be like, "I'm a better him, right?" Yo, so they brought this 99-1 dog out, right? And I'm like, he looks pretty legit, bro. Like, I don't think he should be 99-1. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to bet, like, I had, like, $200 left in my name. I'm like, I'm betting all 200 on him. Like, he's 99-1. I'll be up if he wins. You know what I mean? Fuck it. So I bet 200 on him. Yo, this fucking dog was winning the whole race. I shit you not. Till like, the last quarter. And he just, like, fell. And I was so fucking mad. And Ski was like, "What are you gonna eat for the rest of the week?" I'm like, "I don't know. Hope Session has food."
Guess I'm fucked up. You should have seen him, bro. Like he was sitting there. He was like, "Oh." And then all of a sudden, he was just like,
"That dog." It looked like someone shot him. Like it looked like Boys in the Hood, Ricky. And the fucking shotgun came out the fucking car and shot the dog.
Oh man,
you're lying. That's how. That's really how it happened. 100%.
I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
Although most of my life stories and troubles and tribulations sound made up, they're 100% all factual.
That's
and they're, all, sound they're, made all, up. They're all as miserable as they sound.
I remember that, man.
Session was there. It's a fact. I there's someone in this podcast that can verify.
That was funny, bro.
And I just remember being so mad because Session won money and he didn't even know how to fucking place a bet. I was so fucking mad. Oh, that looks like a cool dog, and he bet like $20 on it and hit for like $100. Like, come on, bro. Like, are you kidding me?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Shit.
I don't know.
Oh man.
That's just how it happens. I don't know. My girl do the same shit. She be going to the casino, we putting her shit on the roulette table or whatever. I'd be like, "I'm gonna do this one on this number, like 32. Hit for 32. I put like $7 on it, got back like two something. She was like, "Oh, I'm finna do that." It was all her money. I'd be like, "Yo, we need to leave. We need to leave." She's like, "No, I'm gonna go get another 200 out." I'm like, "Yo, chill." Nah, she can't do it. That gambling mentality. She love it.
Better than me.
I mean, she did gamble dating a player like you from Pensacola.
Hey, and she won. Now she can't stop. That's all right.
Ooh. Can't stop, won't stop, baby. Spicy. Oh, that's hilarious.
Now he's eating arroz con dulces.
Yes, sir. And chicharrón. Oh,
he can say the word now.
Hey, look, don't play with me.
He's all cultured. Stop dating white women and started dating a Latina.
Oh, whoa.
Get up, Nate. Get up, Nate.
He put some Goya on his chicken.
Ugh, facts. Started getting a choke. Goya on it. Hey. All right, I'm chill. Hey, she can't listen to this podcast. This is the one she can't listen to.
Oh, my God.
Michelle, if you're out there, I'm not sorry.
Stop taking the bait. Hey, what was your Spotify list or whatever ESP list like this year?
I like that. All right, let me pull mine up real quick. My top five, I want to say number one on Spotify was Rod Wave. Number two, Brent Faisel? Not really sure. Number three, Larry June. Number four, Young Boy. Number five, Guad Dad.
You listen to Young Boy?
I do listen to Young Boy. But on Apple Music, it was Larry June, Rod Wave, Brent Faisel, Cardo, and Dom Kennedy.
How do you look at the one on Apple Music? That's all I got.
Oh, I see the link. Yeah, I see the link. Yo, the little rewind link.
My Apple Music was kind of... I don't have Spotify, but I got Apple Music. Yo, my top five artists from Apple Music was Benny was number one.
Okay, yeah.
Yo, my top 10 songs were all Benny songs. That's pretty fucked up. But my number one artist was Benny. Conway was number two. Griselda was number three because I listened to that album that they put out all crazy. Pop Smoke was number four. And I don't even have a number five.
I'm shocked.
It's like a boogie. I typically don't like that music, as you would know. Like, I'm more of like I like the old school type beats and shit. But someone put me onto that Pop Smoke album, the one that came out after he died or whatever. And I was like, yo, these beats are so hot that, like, yo, I played that shit in my car for like 2 weeks. I didn't know what the fuck he was saying half the time, but I was like, yeah, this shit's lit. all the noises he made and shit sounded cool. So I was like, yeah, I'm in.
I'm a surly mellow, ass fat, jello. I'm the king of New York, mellow, ass fat, jello.
My one homie got in the car and he was like, he looked at me like sideways. Like, what are you listening to? I'm like, yeah, don't judge me right now. I'm in my bag. I was listening to Pop Smoke.
Hey, it is what it is. I didn't really dig his music until after he passed.
Yeah, me too.
Somebody did the Chop Not Slop. Screw mix, and listen to there and Welcome to the Party. Slow it down is very trippy.
I have to check that out.
It's very, and I just like, oh, I get it now. Like,
so what was your top? What was your top five? That's what I need to know.
My top five was June was number one.
Ooh, you know June fell off. I'll be telling him about how.
Triple Six, number two, of course, I always. Hustle Man at number three, number four, Miss Kamaya, and five is Spitter.
Okay, I respect that top five.
I respect that top five, 100%.
It's not necessarily all my style. What was your number one? Who's that?
Larry June.
We talked about him last week. You should have got on. Talked about him last week.
You might have to send me a link. I'll check it out.
I can't imagine you liking June. But is your guy?
He's Southern sounding, or
nah? He's from Frisco.
He's from Frisco, but he from Atlanta too. So
how many different artists y'all done listen to this year?
And on Spotify, 465.
Okay, because mine, I was like 362. Damn, I was like, the fuck?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, mine was like 100, bro. So I don't listen to a lot of different artists.
Well, my top five, Griselda.
Your top five
was Griselda. That was your top five.
Oh, well, Westside wasn't in my top five. that last Westside album was pretty fire, though.
His shit is fire, bro. His shit really be fire. I just don't like his ad-lib. He ad-lib way too much.
Motherfuckers.
No, oh, shit. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
Damn.
Hello?
Y'all know my number one R&B nigga, Tory Lanez.
We don't even want to hear the rest of this now.
Rod Wave, Drake, and Cordae, and Lil Baby was number five.
I hate Lil Baby.
Wait a second. You mean to tell us, so everybody got these underground, you know, not so popping artists, like, you know, like real music, and you was like, yeah, Tory Lanez is not my number one.
Drake.
Tory Lanez and Drake.
No, I'm an R&B.
Tory Lanez and Drake was number one.
I'm an R&B nigga.
You know Session Loaded Hoes.
You could have put Brett in there. You could have had Buddy in there. You could have had SmiNo in there. You said who?
St. John.
I'm saying these are all like R&B niggas that you could have had in there, and you was like Tory Lanez.
I don't know none of them. You know, I don't know that type of music, boy.
Oh my god!
Somebody gotta send me that shit. Then I listen to it. I'll be like, all right.
I'm gonna put you on Brett. And I'm gonna put you on Fuck the World, and you're gonna be like, this is one of the best albums I ever heard in my life.
And not even that. Tory Lanez is like never been good. It's like he's never been good. And then he allegedly shot her in the foot. R&B shit is funny. That's the thing. It's like, he's not good. And then he's apparently, allegedly, might be violating. Like, I was like, man, I hope he is guilty and they throw his ass in jail so I can stop hearing this shit.
Yo, Stubblefield literally just said, translation, Session, your number one's a pussy.
Hey, look, it is what it is. I ain't stopped listening to R. Kelly yet either.
I haven't either, but I mean, you're bragging about that. Like,
that's a big difference too, though. You're talking about Tory Lanez and R. Kelly. One, R. Kelly is like a legend in the game. Like, think about how many songs you know about R. Kelly.
But he did worse shit though. So I'm talking about, and his shit is real. Like, his shit, he actually did that. Like the other shit, Tory, maybe he did it, maybe he didn't. Nobody.
I'm not saying to stop listening to him because of that. I said stop listening to him because he's just not good. It has nothing to do with
Tory Lanez. It's just not good.
His music is not good. That's why you should stop listening to it.
That's not my opinion. So, I mean, it is what
Fair enough. You're entitled to your opinion.
So. You're entitled to your wrong opinion, and it's okay. You know what I'm saying?
I'm entitled to my wrong opinion. And
I'm going
to
send you this Brett album, and you tell me if this Brett is not better than all this Tory Lanez you've been listening to.
I agree with that.
Bro, I would listen to Miguel over Tory Lanez.
Miguel is fire.
Album is better than Tory Lanez's album, but still, it's not on my top, so I don't know what to tell you.
You know what that fucking Usher R. Kelly song?
Same girl?
Bro, I put that shit came on my phone on Shuffle the other day, and I was like, holy shit, I forgot that song was a banger. That song is so
that shit is a banger.
Yo, that might be like, I don't know, that's like a top five R&B song type song to me. I don't know, that's like my shit. I listened to that song like 25 times in a row in my car, like looking like a fucking hoe in the car driving, listening to that song. Well, I was like, whatever.
25 times back to back.
That's how I listen to music, bro. I'm not going to hold you. Like when an album comes out, and I feel like most people are probably like this, but like when an album comes out, right? So like when Burden of Proof dropped, first of all, you know, I'm a huge Griselda fan, obviously, based on my top five. But when Burden of Proof came out, number one, I've been waiting on Benny to drop this fucking album for like a year. So when that album dropped, I was like, I waited till midnight for the joint to come out on Apple Music. I gave it, you know, the once through listen before I went to bed. And I was like, all right, joint was hot. And then the next day, I probably listened to it twice on my way to work, picking and choosing songs and shit. I probably listened only to that album for like the next 2 weeks and nothing else. That was the only thing that got played in my car. But I did that shit with like every album that I like when it comes out, like. Because, like, you know, when people be like, oh, did you hear that new whatever album? Like, what'd you think? And I'm like, I don't know, bro. I got to listen to it like 100 times first. And I'll let you know. Because, like, a lot of times when I hear something, I'm like, that shit's kind of whack or like it wasn't that hard. And then, like, you listen to it a bunch more times. You're like, actually, oh, I had to hear that verse or like that beat was actually harder than I thought because I was listening to it on my phone and it was harder in my car. I don't know. Like, I had to listen to it a bunch of fucking times.
The phone listen is definitely different than the car listen.
Way different.
Oh, big difference. Big difference. Big difference. For me, the phone listened was the 21 Savage. I listened to 21 Savage on the phone. I was like, it's not hitting. It's not hitting like Savage Mode 1. Bro, I played this shit in my surround sound at my house. When Mini Men came, when Running came on, I was like, oh, this is going to be amazing. This is going to be a super good album. And then Mini Men came on. Oh, my fucking God. That song, I think people overlooked that song. It's not even like on nothing, bro. That song is so fucking good. And the way they transition,
Is that the one he was rapping like Project Pat?
Yes. And at the end, when they transitioned back to Mini Men, oh my fucking God, bro. Metro did his thing on that shit. 21 Savage did his thing on that shit, bro. Mini Men is just, that's just one of my songs for this year. Like, that shit is fucking amazing. That and Brand New Draco.
Who's Brand New Draco? Oh,
that's on the same album.
Yeah, I'm tripping. I remember. That album is fire, though.
That album is fire. And so he said this shit. I had no idea. But apparently, to fucking purify cocaine, you got to use acetone. Did not know this shit.
Yeah.
I found this shit out. I found this shit out.
You want a song that bangs that, what is that, Mugello Red? Spitter and Rick Ross?
Oh, I heard that.
Go play. Just do yourself a favor, because you talk about the way a beat comes in, or the way they that 808 starts kicking, that shit is hard. Like, go listen to that. It's on
that
EP he dropped over the summer. I think the Outrunners or something like that.
Rick Ross, as much as I really don't like Rick Ross, that motherfucker's on a lot of good ass songs.
Oh, Rick Ross, 100%. He elevates songs.
But he could. Yeah, he's a fraud, but that boy can rap.
Definitely he elevates songs, 100%. 100%, Rick Ross definitely elevates songs.
Shout out to the real Freeway Rick Ross.
Yes, sir. Hey, Snowfall on the way. True. They said spring 2021. They dropped that trailer last week.
Snowfall.
That's a good question, actually. I meant to ask Stubblefield this, because I know he's like the aficionado on all things West Coast. So, I mean, I obviously know the story of like the real Rick Ross or whatever, but is Snowfall actually based on that or no?
At least the way the story starts out, where, you know, you're from South Central, you get on through a plug that's from like Colombia directly, or Peru, wherever he was traveling up from. And really the whole thing is that you played tennis. And it's like, what other cocaine drug lord that was from Los Angeles that played tennis and had access to these people up in the hills or wherever he was going? What other person's story is like that? It's not your uncle. It's none of that shit. It's Freeway Ricky Ross. Now, I think the story is they developed their own story specifically. Or I just don't know.
Yeah. For the drama part, definitely, 100%.
But if he starts doing stuff like, if he starts doing stuff where he's making chop shops, then it's definitely Rick Ross' story, because that's what he did.
See, but I think the coolest part about Rick Ross' story is after he goes to jail. Like, all the other shit, like, obviously, yeah, like, he was, like, this crazy drug kingpin or whatever, but, like, this motherfucker got out of jail because he was reading, like, law books and shit. And then even the shit he's done, like, when he came home, he's pretty active, like, in the community and shit like that. Like, it's not like he came home and was like, all right, fuck, I'm going to flip more bricks. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I thought that shit was kind of.
The first time after he went to jail, the first time he came out, he said he was out the game, and then his plug had him up and asked him, like, hey, I just need you to do this one last run.
Yeah.
Whole time it was CIA or whoever was on the FBI, whatever, that was trying to set him up. He wasn't even, so the whole reason why he even did that last deal was because they set him up. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been dealing, as he's supposedly what he said anyway. And then couldn't read when he first got to prison, and then taught himself how to read based on reading them law books, and was like, oh, y'all can't get me with that because y'all already put me in prison, so it's not continuous. Whole reason why he even got out.
Yep.
See, now I gotta look more into this. I did not know this.
He talks about it on Vlad TV. He explained all that on Vlad.
I don't listen to the feds, bro. I don't listen to the feds, bro. I don't listen to the feds.
Vlad is not a fed. I saw Pee Wee Longway get up there, and as much as we see Pee Wee Longway, Blue Eminem, Blue Bandana, Big Crippin' on everything, Vlad got up there, asked him about his Crip affiliation. What Pee Wee Longway said, it's just a good color. I'm not affiliated with no gangs. I go to school. Like, it's, you get up there, you know what to say and what not to say. I've seen Vlad, like, get redirected for questions that he won't, and even, it's like, just don't put it out there if you don't want it to be out there, period. But a lot of people get up on the social medias and do all the extras. telling themselves.
Because people were, I remember commenting on Benny had a post up. He was about to get interviewed by Vlad or whatever. And all these people were commenting, like, don't interview with Vlad. He's the feds. Da-da-da. And, like, Benny was like, come on, bro. Like, I've been locked up. Like, I'm not stupid. Like, I'm not going to rattle myself on fucking on a live podcast or whatever. You know what I mean? Because part of it is, like, this younger generation just want to rat on themselves anyway. I was talking about this with this dude that I work with this morning. He was like, we were talking about how, like, I knew a couple, like, younger dudes from my neighborhood, like, a couple years ago. They were, like, everything on Instagram was, like, fucking guns and, like, drugs and all this shit. And then, like, their door get kicked in. Like, well, what do you, like, come on.
What did you expect?
And that's, like, this whole that's why I really don't get down with a lot of the new rap, because I feel like, number one, I feel like a lot of them really aren't about the shit that they talk about, which, granted, I understand to an extent none of them really are. You know what I mean? Like, there's ones, obviously, that have, like, more credibility than others or whatever, but at the same time, like, I don't know, I just feel like some of the music is just so, like, I don't even think anyone lives like that. Like, some of his shit is just so ridiculous. I'm like, I don't really know. And then
live a life like that and be in the public eye and nothing happened to you. Like,
right. Like, so, I mean, if they really did, like, live that lifestyle or whatever, that's cool. I mean, you could rap up whatever the fuck you want. It's a free country, you know what I mean? You can fucking lie and say you did all this, that, and third. But I like, I don't know. I try to listen to the shit that I know. If the motherfucker did a state bid and then he's talking about selling drugs, I'm like, oh, well, he probably knows what he's talking about. You know what I mean? I'm probably going to listen to that. Whereas, you got a dude or whatever who, like, they didn't do shit, but, like, their homies did or whatever. I don't know. I just feel like I like it when it's a little bit more authentic, I feel like.
Ain't no such thing as authentic rappers.
I said more authentic.
I don't think there's an authentic rapper out there.
Ever?
Ever. They all exaggerating and lying or...
Exaggerating. It's a difference between exaggerating, though, and just straight up portraying a lifestyle that you never lived.
I don't care. I mean, do that shit. Make it sound good when you do it. That's all that
matters. All I gotta say is my bathtub lift up my wall through a 360. They gotta... When I bring the coke in, they got to use the scale that they weigh the whales with. All right? That's all I got to say about that.
And we know Jadakiss wasn't pushing it like that.
Hey.
But it sounded nice.